Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Heidi Collada.
Yes.
Hi. Good afternoon, Katie. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. First question, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not
vote?
Yes,
I'm going to vote.
Well, that will be a definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely. If I'm alive.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native, mixed?
Yeah, I don't think that really matters. What does it matter?
Okay, it doesn't matter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next question. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Motivated for what? I don't understand the question.
To vote. To vote.
Oh, to vote? 0 to what? To 10?
Yeah. 0.
Or 0 to 100.
No, 0 to 10. 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Oh, 9. Probably 9.
Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational election? Improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, immigration and border security? Yeah, which one of those?
Probably border security.
Border security, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to read a few more, and you let me know if there's another one
you'd
like to choose.
Okay.
Crime and violence. Inflation and the economy. Climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Any of those?
Protecting babies' rights, pro-life.
Okay. Next.
Not abortion
question.
Rights, pro-life. Go ahead.
Pro-life. Okay.
Yep.
Next question. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse because the banks are giving you more CD rates. So when they give you more CD rates for your money, that means they need money.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Race relations?
Yeah.
I think about the same. There's always been problems, and there'll always be problems, I think, yeah.
I understand. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Sometimes.
That will be not often?
Not often, yeah.
Not often.
Not too often, no.
Okay, and how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Based on my what? Sexual identity?
Yeah, based on your sexual identity or preferences. Or preference. Yeah, I understand. It's valid. Whatever you think.
I don't know why they have to, like, snoop into people's sexual identity. It really is nobody's business.
Okay.
That's why they asked that on the survey. Go ahead.
No, that's an answer. Thank you very much. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Everybody has the same amount of rights. We all have the same freedoms and the same rights, I believe.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay.
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
I think he's too old, so he's got to go. Not favorable.
Okay, that will be a 0 to 100. What number you want to give him?
What, 0 being no favor and 100 being favored?
Yeah. But you may choose any number from 0 to 100.
10.
10. Thank you very much. Donald Trump?
10. He's too controversial. He's got to go.
Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party.
It's a little bit too aggressive, and there's too much stuff about the trans community, and the trans community is only like 5% of the population, and it's everywhere. It's too much conversation about that. I don't really give a shit, you know, what happens behind closed doors. I don't want to hear about it, and I don't really care. Go ahead.
I understand.
Yeah, no, too much about that in your face every day.
I understand, and we respect your opinion. So what number will that be?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. The NAACP.
Yeah, Al Sharpton is too aggressive. They want to fight all the time. Every time there's a problem, you know, they're always blaming it on white. So that's a 10. It's a low number also.
Thank you very much. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
I don't even know there was a leadership conference.
Okay.
I believe everybody has the same rights, and people that don't believe they do, they don't know that they do.
Okay.
You know, we're all given the same amount of rights.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer. Kamala Harris?
She was a prosecuting attorney. I think she's out of her lane. I don't think she's very astute on international issues.
Okay. What number will you give her?
10.
Thank you very much. Ron DeSantis.
I would give him, I like him, so I'm going to say maybe an 80.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? What does that have to do with politics?
I don't know, ma'am.
Oh, you don't know. You just take the survey. Yeah, I like her, but I don't really know what does that have to do with the survey. What would I politically? Politically, I don't know her political views, so I'm sure she's a liberal. She's in Hollywood, so I don't know what her political views are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, next question.
Go ahead.
That's a long way off. But if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Colonel West, who would you vote for, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Colonel West?
None.
Okay.
None.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Not worried about that.
Not worried. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read some statements about different issues in America. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
To do more to lessen income in society?
To lessen
Is that what you said?
Lessen income inequality.
Income inequality.
Yeah, in society.
Oh, no. The government? No, that's what the government plays. No.
Okay, so that will be a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Uh, disagree. The government doesn't have it. It's your education and what you're putting into the pie and how motivated the person is. Just because you're a minority or an Eskimo, that doesn't mean you should make the same amount as somebody who's been working hard for 30, 40 years. Right.
So you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
That the government should step in? Disagree. No, it's not a government issue. Right.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you
personal
agree or
what?
Disagree?
I don't understand the question.
The artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Oh, AI. It's a threat to jobs we can't afford right now? You mean
exactly.
We can't afford the jobs or we can't afford to have AI step in?
Exactly.
In the question.
It will be the
exactly
same.
What? We can't afford to have AI step in?
Exactly. Not right now, because that's a threat for jobs.
I think in the future it will be, but not. I don't think right now it's really a threat. It's a lot of science fiction and a lot of just,
so that will be, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that statement?
Yeah, I disagree. I'm not worried about it.
So that will be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I would say yes. I agree.
Okay, that will be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat. It depends what kind of diversity. If you have Muslims coming here that want to blow up the country, then it's a problem.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I apologize for laughing. I just love your sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got to call it like you see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to comment anymore because I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I think in individual people's heads it's a problem, but not in the country. No, the country promises equality, promises freedom, opportunity. That's why people are dying to come here. So people have risked their lives to get here on a boat and not even get here. So, no, this is one of the best countries if you want to work hard, and this is where opportunity is. You're not going to find opportunity in, my girlfriend, she said they're going on vacation in Curacao. Mm. I was like, Curacao, one of the Caribbean countries, that's what they depend on, American dollars, you know, for vacations. So you're not going to find opportunity over there. If you want to hit it big and survive, you're not going to go to Curacao unless you want to cut down sugar plants or some sugar tree, you know, and work on a farm, maybe a pineapple farm or something in Hawaii and all that. But no, here's the opportunity. It doesn't get any better than this if you want to work hard. You got to work hard.
Okay, so you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I don't think it's a big problem. No, disagree.
Okay, that will be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Oh, this is up my alley. Abortion is never a right. It's a wrong. We have to protect the rights of unborn babies, not women who want to get pregnant and use abortion as birth control.
Okay, so you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Rephrase the question.
Abortion access should be a legal protective right in this country.
Disagree. Not a right.
Okay.
This should be against the law, in my opinion.
That will be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree.
Okay. Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
It's murder.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
I think go ahead. Well, everyone, not just blacks, everyone.
Okay,
like,
so do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much.
Blacks are protected under the same guidelines as the whites.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black minority students on college campuses and employment? Do you oppose or support?
Oppose. I think it's discriminatory.
Okay, that will be somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Second statement, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement you like the most or agree with the most?
I think it's false that people think we don't have equal rights. Everyone has equal rights. When you go to court, you're going to be under the same scrutiny of the judge, whether you're Chinese, Puerto Rican, Latin, Briton, polka dots, purple, you're under the same law. So you're all under the same, there's only one form of government. People say there's two forms of government. There's only one form. There's corrupt people. That's a different story. You might have a corrupt judge, or you might have a corrupt politician, but that's not the government. The government is by the people, for the people. It's the Constitution, all the amendments. It's one guideline for everybody.
Okay. So you will go with statement A or B?
I don't know. Which one falls into what I said?
That will be B.
B, read it again.
Other people say America's strength is diversity. We are one nation defined by the different people who have come together and put the truth to ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out group of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity for all citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America.
Yeah, I guess that one. That's fine.
Okay, that will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. Second question. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement and that we are being undermined and under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Immigration to this country, 0 to 10. Do you think
that's being undermined?
Undermined,
oh, go ahead.
And threatened. Yeah, undermined and threatened, 0 to 10. Immigration to this country, what number would you give it?
I don't know what undermine means. What does that mean?
Like, underestimate it? Like, we're not paying too much attention to it? Is immigration to this country a threat?
Um, it's a threat if we don't check who's coming in. That's a danger zone.
Okay. So you'll give what number to this statement?
A 5.
5. Thank you so much. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. 0 to 10.
Yeah, I agree with the statement. I'm not sure what the scale, how you're applying the scale again. I'm sorry, I'm getting tired.
Do you believe that equal access to voting is undermined or threatened?
No, everyone has an opportunity to vote. I don't know anyone who's being threatened with a gun or comes to your house and says you can't vote. I think that's the media making all this nonsense, getting people razzled up.
Uh-uh. Okay, so once again, 0 means that you do not agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. In this case, you're saying that that's not true, so you want me to rate it from 0 to 5,
yeah.
What number you want to give it?
Yeah, I think it's very low, maybe a 1.
Okay, is a 0 or 1, 2?
Yeah, 1.
Okay, thank you. The right to bear arms. 0 to 10.
Again, what about it? What about the right to bear arms?
Do you think it's being undermined or threatened, the right to bear arms?
Oh, do I think it's being threatened? No, I don't think it's being threatened at all. You have a right to bear arms. As long as they're documented and you have a reason to carry a gun. And if you're in a state that, you know, you have to conceal and carry or you have to register, no, unless you're my girlfriend's brother has schizophrenia. She said nobody wants to help him. I said, why not? And she says, well, he got a gun a couple years ago. I said, well, no wonder nobody wants to help the poor guy. He's got a gun. What's he have a gun for?
Okay, so you do not agree with that statement. What number you want to give it from 0 to 5?
1. 1.
1. Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
Yeah, that's in our Constitution. Peaceful protest. Anybody, we have all have the right to do it. Is it being undermined? No. There's protests every day. If you go to Washington, D.C., every day there's a big group of people protesting.
Okay. What number you want to give it then? 0 to 5. 1.
1.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all.
Is being undermined? No.
Undermined and threatened.
I know whites and European people that are poverty and collecting welfare, and I know blacks and Latinos that are doing well. I mean, it depends on the person and what their mental status is and how ambitious they are. So I think that's up to the individual. I don't think it's being undermined by the government.
What number you want to give it?
A 1.
Thank you.
I don't think it applies to.
Yeah. Okay.
Depends on the person.
Police,
go ahead.
Police that treat everyone the same. Police that treat everyone the same. You think that's being undermined or that's being threatened?
I think, you know, basically most police are risking their lives and signing up for a career because they want to make the world a better place. But of course, just like any other group of people, there's corruption everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not a perfect batch of police, but I don't think it's as bad as, you know, a lot of times the media will say a white cop went after a black. And if you really read the story, a lot of times, the black person took out a gun or he didn't, you know, stop at the stop sign or whatever, or he went to point the gun and that's why, but it had nothing to do with white and black. It just has to do with the situation. The cop would have shot him if he was Chinese or Japanese or whatever, you know. Doesn't matter
okay.
that he's black.
It's more about crime and violence. I understand. So what
yeah.
number you want to give it?
0 to 1.
10. 1.
1.
Thank you very much. A commitment to Christian ideals.
What about it?
Do you think it's being undermined or threatened?
Well, I'm pro-life, so I notice when I'm around people that are staunch abortion, they want the rights for abortion.
Yeah.
It gets really heated.
Yeah.
And they think it's about rights. I don't think it's about rights. I think it's about life, the sacredness of all life. Whether you're Black, Chinese, or Puerto Rican, that baby is sacred because that was of God. So to me, that's a heinous crime. It should be prosecuted as a crime. It's not a woman's right to kill a baby.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. We respect your opinion. So what number you want to give it from 0 to 10 since you strongly agree?
I guess a 5.
A 5. Thank you very much. Next question. We almost done. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10.
I disagree with the statement.
Okay. That will be a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I believe everyone has the right to vote, and the voter suppression stuff that's on the media, that's the media again. If voting is open to everybody, and everyone has the right to vote. I don't know one person in my community that was held by gun or tied up and told not to vote. Nobody. So I don't know what that's about. It's just, I think it's a bunch of, even the issues that I remember in the media, they said they're not giving water to these poor Blacks that are online for voting. It was a big thing on MSNBC. But when you get behind the story, when you really dig into the story, that's because they don't want these vendors and people walking into the line and giving people stuff. If I could give you water, then I could give this guy a sandwich. Then I could give you a track about Jehovah's Witnesses, then another guy's coming in. What about the Muslim church? Then another guy's coming in about pro-life. No, we want, let the line be free. If that person needs water, he should have brought his own water, or he should have gone, he should have taken care of that before. Nobody's stopping him and taking his water away from him. It's nonsense. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay, so you want to give it a 0, a 1, 2, 3?
A 1, low.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. 0 to 10.
0 meaning I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Right, very low, because, again, if you read the stories about, if I have a business and a man and a chicken walk in that want to get married in my church, and I say, well, I'm not going to marry a man and a chicken or a man and a prostitute. You're coming to my church. I have the right to say, it's about my freedom. I have a right to say, if you want to do that, go to Fred's church down the street. Or go to the Justice of the Peace. I'm not stopping you, but I'm not going to sanction it.
Okay, I understand. So you want to give them a very low
number? A low.
Okay,
yeah.
A 1.
I lived in New York. I don't know if you ever live in New York. There's a big organization 20 years ago. It's called Lambda. It's men with young boys. They want the freedom to have sex with these young boys, 9 and 10-year-olds. These are twisted people. We can't just let anything happen in society. And they say, well, they want the freedom to do it. Well, I'm sorry. What about the rights of the child, the 9-year-old?
That's why it's so important for people like you to give their opinion. I really, really appreciate your time and all of your opinions. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How do you feel about voting next year?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote. 9.
9. Thank you very
nine.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
I went to some graduate school, but I didn't graduate from graduate school.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widow, or living with a partner?
Single.
Single. Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
I just adopted 2 girls, but they're kittens.
Okay. Thank you.
No kids.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Too complicated.
Question.
Too much money.
I understand. Too much responsibility.
Yeah. Too much responsibility, yeah. And now kids are bad. Yep. They don't listen to you. They call diapers on you. You try to discipline them, you're going to diapers, and you're going to jail. You tell them to clean their room or something. Oh, my God. Scary. Go ahead.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank
yep.
you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I say monthly or maybe twice a month. I go
Thank
to different services.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, I do not.
Thank you very much. I just want to tell you that I really appreciate your time, and all of your answers are very valuable and important to us. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ciao.